the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, and welcome to another Chubbs Gone Wild. This is episode 628, recorded on Monday, February 9th, 2026. It's currently 66 degrees and chubby in Cloudland, or cloudy in Chubland. No, okay. It's 5 days till Valentine's Day, 55 until Easter, 264 until Halloween, and a mere 319 days until we're back to Christmas Day. La, 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 la. Before we go any further, though, we need to get the Valentine's contest out of the way because we have a winner. I know! It's crazy. All right. Before we announce the winner, let's just say that we had so many entries in my mind, but only one that actually came to the email box because nobody wants to be our Valentine's Day. We are officially Charlie Brown. Nobody wants to be our Valentine's, except for one person who kind of said, meh, I'll be your Valentine. You know, if nobody else asks you to dance, I will. Anyway.
Yeah, when we're 40, if neither of us is married.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and the entry that won said, this is what's in my lunchbox, and also how I would swoon you to be my Valentine. Food. They'd give us food.
Well, that's
that the, works.
That's the proper thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need jewelry.
I need chicken strips. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could have had those yesterday.
No, I had other stuff, but we'll talk about that part later. But yay. Okay, so the winner of our contest is Miss Bacon. Yay! She threw us a pity Valentine, and so we appreciate it. No one else bothered. No one else loves us.
Well, right. Come on, you're at that age, you know.
Yeah, I'm at the age where they're like, yeah, you're too old to do anything with anymore. Meh. All right. Well, hey, let's get into some affirmations, starting with taking a deep breath. I don't need to change my body to deserve respect.
It wouldn't hurt.
Well, not all of us can afford to rush off to Turkey and change our body, but whatever. All right. Hey, Patreon. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nicodigestas, Sage from the Univaz. We have Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, the big winner, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to find out how you can join our little family for as little as a dollar a month.
You know, I'm so excited about Kathy Bacon being our Valentine's Day. I think we should devote the entire month of March to her.
That is a fabulous idea.
Yeah,
I'm behind you right there.
Not too close.
No, I don't want to fall in. All right. Hey, February 9th was wonderful for some historical events. starting with wow, that sucks. So the little program that I used to give us our dates didn't actually put the years down. So that
Unprepared
kind of,
again.
yeah, how fucked up is that? All right, well, it's oh, March. Come on, get
It's
the
not March.
it's
That'd be Kathy Bacon month.
that's true. It is okay, here we go. So it is the 9th of February in 1971. Satchel Paige was nominated to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Also,
Wait, who?
Satchel Paige.
Oh, God, I thought he was like some kind of general or something.
No, not on
Okay.
this page.
Okay.
All right, let's see. In 2022, snowboard phenom Chloe Kim made history becoming the first athlete to win gold in the women's snowboard halfpipe event in two consecutive Winter Olympics. 2018, she made history as the youngest winner of that event at age 18. Also, in 1773, William Henry Harrison was born. He was the future president. Born in Berkeley Plantation in Virginia. He was the 9th president, by the way. Also in 1825, the presidential election decided in the House of Representatives, as no presidential candidate received the majority of the electoral votes in the election. And so the House of Representatives voted to elect John Quincy Adams. Union General George Custer in 1864 got married to Elizabeth Bacon. Oh my God, it's a bacon fest. And that was in Monroe, Michigan. Also in 1918, Ukraine signs a peace treaty with Central Powers, and that was in World War One. Well, I guess they're not duplicating that. Rightly so. And we also have 1942, daylight savings time was instituted.
Boo,
I
time to
know,
remove it.
right? So yeah, so Congress pushed it ahead, imposing daylight savings time called at the time of wartime. All right, that sounds great. All right, hey, guess what? Born on this day was Mia Farrow in 1945. We had Michael B. Jordan in 1987, and the amazing singer-songwriter who penned You've Got a Friend and Natural Woman, 1942, it was Carole King. So that's a little bit of history. There you go. All right. Now is the time when Tom and I look into our day and see if we have celebrated any holidays for today. Starting with Chocolate Day. Have you had any chocolate today?
No.
Fail. Have I? No, sadly. And I probably
Fail.
won't. I know, right? Sad. This is Clean Out Your Computer Day. Have you done that?
We didn't even have chocolate yesterday.
Lame. I mean, that's a perfect day for chocolate. I had chocolate yesterday, although it was not the best. It was like the little cheapy book stuff that you're like, why did I bother eating that? What a waste. So did you clean out your computer?
I don't have a computer.
Oh, gasp and swoon. I cleaned out some files, so that's good. It's National Epilepsy Day. Also, it's national. We had a poodle that had epilepsy, and he would have grand mal seizures, and we'd have to kind of hold him until it passed. And poor little guy. Also, National Cut the Cord Day. Have you cut the cord? Well, you kind of did, because you have like your solar and stuff, so you're
Well,
working on
yeah,
it.
we can, if the power goes out, our power is still on. But I
Wow.
also don't have cable.
Oh, that there you go. That's Well, yeah, we don't have cable either. Yeah, okay. Cool.
Well, what's interesting is, remember back, God, it was like 2 or 3 years ago, everyone's like, we're cutting cable. We're not getting cable. Everyone's got cable, except for me.
Yeah, I don't either. I won't even do that special YouTube thing where it's like, oh, come, you're gonna get it for like sell hella cheap now for YouTube TV. I don't need TV. Anyway,
Well,
all right.
the good thing though is if you do get YouTube TV, you get YouTube for free.
Yeah, I'll pay the $13.99.
I know. It is the best. It's literally the best buy out there.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, but it's like there's no shows or anything. It's like it's everything. What are you talking about? It's
Yep.
anything and everything you want. Sure, it's not HBO, it's not Paramount Plus. They don't have their own I mean, they do have their own series, technically. There's so many
Yeah.
stations to choose from. There's something for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I heard an echo. Yeah, totally. All right. National Develop Alternative Vices Day. Have you developed an alternative vice today?
I thought vices were things you wanted to get away from, not
That's
develop.
yeah, but I guess it's all like, you know what, I'm giving up smoking, so I'm going to inject heroin or something like that.
Well, I did stop smoking, and to get through it, I smoked more pot.
Well, you know, at least that's not addictive. So they say. All right, National Football Hangover Day.
Well, we did drink a little bit, but the only thing that actually feels hungover are my knees.
Oh, from being close to your shoulders?
No, from
Oh.
the alcohol creating like your stiff joints and
Oh, okay.
swelling and stuff like that. Not
Yeah.
everything is sexual. Well, and with you,
Well, I don't know.
nothing is sexual, which is so funny. You have no sex life, yet you thrust sex life onto everybody.
I do. Well, maybe I'm just having an alternative vice.
Oh, there you
All
go.
right.
Okay.
Okay, so it's all. Oh, no, we're not doing that one.
Why? What? What is it?
Nope.
What?
I think no, I don't think we should do that one.
Is it something about ice? Fuck ice.
It's National Poop Day.
Oh, I've done it.
Okay, it's also National Toothache Day. I kind of had one this morning a little bit, but I'm hoping it was just a fluke.
Wait, I pooped today.
Okay, oh, National Oatmeal Day. Did you have any oatmeal today?
It looked like oatmeal.
It's National Pizza Pie Day.
No, we had pizza. What was it? Saturday night.
Did
No,
it hit?
Friday night. Friday night.
Did it hit your eye?
I made it.
Oh, really? Oh, so, oh, I am. So my friend Heather, when she comes over, of course, she will every once in a while she'll make pizza, and it is amazing. Oh my God, it is amazing pizza, but it always makes me celebrate National Poop Day like really badly. And so we found out it was the sausage, and now I can enjoy her beautiful, wonderful pizza, but I have to use a cheap sausage instead of the nice stuff with all the grease in it. So anyway, hey, it's also Read in the Bathtub Day. When's the last time you actually took a bath?
It'd probably be in the last century.
All right, and that explains the hair. Good night, folks. No.
I don't get that. What does
I
that mean?
know. I know.
God, leave the
No.
comedy for the bear.
I am the bear.
No, you're not.
Yeah. So let's move on to birthdays. That can't be right. No, I guess that is right. That's really weird. Okay, happy birthday to Deanna. Also, do, we'll get there. Happy birthday to, nope. Okay, there we go. Koji. Happy birthday, Koji. And Stephen Thomas, Jesus Loza. We have Shai Shai. Well, actually, I think it would be Aang. So, anyway, happy birthday to Mike, Robert, David, Dave, Guy, Anthony, Patrick, Lucy, Anthony, Cindy, and Brandon. I always like the name Brandon. Ever since I was a little kid, the names Jason and Brandon, I always thought were really cool.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. You're a kid. Probably had a crush on some guy, and that was their name. I don't remember. Okay. Well, it's time for some chub hugs, and Tom is going to go first.
Well, I want to give chub hugs out to all those poor MAGA people that were forced to watch Bad Bunny last night. Because they obviously weren't watching Kid Rock. So, because
Ooh,
135 million people watched Bad Bunny, which is a Super Bowl record now. And they said 6 million people watched the Kid Rock one. But they said that the
Yes.
it didn't appear that it was actually real people w watching it.
It looked like there was a lot of like bot accounts,
Bots,
so you could,
yeah,
yeah, places that they'll just put bots
to
as
fill as
launching it,
filler,
and
yeah.
yeah,
So,
so the
and
chat was
even if
pretty
you
current.
watch the I guess they were at Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago was watching Bad Bunny, so
Yep.
was the White House.
All right.
So, I guess, yeah.
It was going to be streamed on X, and then copyright said, no, you can't do it.
Oh, is that why I couldn't find it anywhere? I, you know,
Yeah,
even
you
to
had to go to the whatever that,
the turning point.
yeah, you had to go to their YouTube channel specifically
Told
and
you they were
watch
on
it.
YouTube.
Oh, and then apparently people were complaining because it was pretty apparent that Kid Rock was lip syncing. So, I mean, if you're gonna do something alternative like that, which still will suck, but at least do it decently. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, but well, I'm sure we'll talk more about Bad Bunny later on, but I thought it was great. I thought it was a great show.
Well, you know, what it really came down to was, I you know, I didn't, I could only understand a few words,
Yeah.
but not hearing a man talk for, 10 minutes isn't such a bad thing, or having to listen to somebody talk to you, and the other thing about it was just the joy of the whole
Yes,
performance.
it was
Everything was so
happy.
nice and positive,
Yep.
and it's so weird that everybody was all the grass was actually people wrapped in grass, yet they never danced or anything. But we did
Yeah.
get they did have video of them walking out onto the field.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And did you catch all the celebrities? There was like Pedro Pascal and Cardi B, and there was like a whole bunch of Spanish and Puerto Rican celebrities. And well, of course, we saw Ricky Martin and Lady Gaga, which was a total surprise to me. I was very happy to see them.
Well, and it made sense why at the Grammys, she was always up there talking to him.
Yeah, that did. Yeah, I get that now. But yeah, it was really fun. And what else? He's quite an easy eye, easy on the eyes.
Well, and it's so funny because his outfit was so layered,
Yes,
and I kept
yeah.
waiting for something to come off.
I know. I was waiting for the next thing, or for a dress, or for
Yeah, something,
some shirtlessness or something.
maybe
Yeah. You know,
some Lederhosen, something.
And them going on about how sexual it was and all the women gyrating around and stuff. And I'm like, you go back to any of the other ones from like Madonna to,
To
Lady Gaga. Like,
Kendrick
they're.
Lamar last year, gyrating girls. That's what dance is,
Yeah. It's like,
God, what are we? What, is this Footloose?
That's, oh my God, that actually crossed my mind when, yeah, anyway. All right. Hey, my chub hugs. We got a re really nice one, which is a shout out to our Valentine, Miss Kathy Bacon. Happy Valentine's Day. But Also, one that's on a different note, our dear friend Michael Kennedy, the artist and Sacramento artist who moved to Palm Springs, but
What's wrong?
really, really big person in our community. And they have been diagnosed with cancer and are going through treatments
What kind of
and
cancer?
anal cancer. And
Oh.
I can say that because they're very forward about it on Facebook because they really want to bring awareness to it. Because apparently some other people contacted him and said they have either gone through it or going through the same thing, but they, because there's kind of an embarrassment and a stigma in the community, world about it, they kind of went through it and,
Well, you know, they just disclosed that Catherine O'Hara had anal cancer, or rectal cancer.
rectal cancer. Okay.
So,
That's
well, yeah,
horrible,
it,
but
well, th this has been something. This is the reason why men are afraid to get their proctological exams done. You know, they're all they're butt things, and it's like, get over the butt thing. It's just, you know, you need to get tested. I'm glad. I'm hoping this was found early.
it, yes. Well, early enough that they are going through treatment and that there's a really good chance that they're gonna do well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
So
good.
anyway, lots and lots and lots of chub hugs and healing out to them. Okay. What's in your feed bag? Well, we got a last minute feed bag, only there really wasn't a name to it, so I don't know who sent it in. But they said, "Hey, Chubbs, if they have sign language interpreters at the NFL, do you think they should have some sort of English language interpretation for the all Spanish halftime show?"
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, they don't have Spanish interpretation for the English stuff
Well,
unless you, well, okay, for like the halftime show. They wouldn't. But if you have all the commentary and everything else like that, you have a CC, closed
right.
caption that you can watch.
And to me, that's like, 'cause you know what happens next. Oh, well, we're going to need a closed caption for Kendrick Lamar. You know, we're going to need a closed caption for the Black Eyed Peas because we can't understand what those people are saying.
Well, it's just because they're old.
Because I know, but it's just one of those things. I know. The joy of it was that we didn't understand everything he was saying, so we had to figure it out for ourselves. You know, and I think that to me was fine. It's something different. You know, this is people, you know, sometimes you just don't need, you know, the captions.
Sometimes just enjoy the fucking show.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, whoever sent that in, thank you very much. We appreciate you doing that. All right, but now we're gonna move on to some very sad celebrity deaths.
It was an awfully interesting time for well week just because it was okay. That's not the one I checked. Oh, it is. Why is this done this way? What's going on? They keep adding stuff under Trello, and then you hit now there's a button down at the bottom, and it's like, wait, where are these buttons? Okay, anyway, first up, Three Dog Night co-founder Chuck Negron dies at 83. He was I mean he was the lead singer on quite a few of the songs, and then if you look back at Three Dog Night, that was Joy to the World, an Old Fashioned Love Song, One is the Loneliest Number, The Show Must Go On, Mama Told Me Not to Come, Shambhala. One of my favorite was "Easy to Be Hard," from Hair, which is which is weird that that was a song that is. If you go back and you look at Hair, the musical, and it's like there's covers all over the everybody was doing covers of it. It was crazy. Yeah, that was sad news. Then there's Lamont McLemore, I guess, Grammy
Yeah, I
award-winning
think so.
singer and co-founder member of the group The Fifth Dimension. He died at the age of 90. Of course, you'll remember The Fifth Dimension as here we are, Age of Aquarius and Let the Sunshine In, both from Hair,
Wow.
Up, Up and Away, Wedding Bell Blues. He passed away from natural causes. Thank goodness at 90 that, natural causes. Okay, then Brad Arnold, the lead singer and co-founder member of Three Doors Down, died at the age of 48. He died of cancer. And Greg Brown, founding member of Sacramento band Cake, dies after a brief illness.
Yeah, that's
So,
crazy.
I mean, they were all founding members of famous groups. It was interesting. And it was like, they always say, oh, they come in threes. I mean, well, they really did this time. And usually they're, I, because the people are always like, well, it's they've got to be, they've when they say they come in three, they usually are like, they come in three. Three people, who were stars in the 50s. They all were stars in the 50s. And in this case, they all were lead, well, they were lead vocalists and they were founding members. So interesting.
Crazy. All right. Hey, why don't you tell us about your week? Oh God, I see some of it. Go ahead.
So on the pit this week, it's like they are doing their best to gross me out. So they had this woman who had a plugged, she was what do you call that? Compacted. So
Yes, probably from diverticular. Go ahead.
no, it was from she was taking painkillers. So
Diverticulitis.
what happened was they have newbies that have started off this season, and so they go, well, you need to learn how to do this. So he decompacted her, and then she shit all over him.
Delightful.
It was, I mean, it was hilarious, but they are just going out of they have one woman who's got that flesh-eating virus, so that's been really attractive. They cut into it, and it was like, oh my God, I went out and washed dishes. That's how gross it was. But anyway, RuPaul's Drag Race this week, we had the they have the queens who are performing their an act. Yeah, it's a talent show. So last week they had half the girls perform. This week they had the other half, and the ones who aren't performing got to vote who got the most points. Who won with their
Yeah,
talent, which is always kind of it's always kind of evil because the person who won this week, according to the judges, shouldn't have been in the top three. So
really.
it was like because her friends on the other side voted her in the first spot. It was just kind of shitty. I to me it's when you're getting strategic about how to take out the people who are more talented than you. It's sometimes it just loses its in, I lose interest in it because I don't want to see a bunch of hacks because they've figured out a way to get rid of the good people. So yeah,
It defeats the purpose of trying to find the best.
yeah. I mean, isn't that what the show is about? Right. Okay, I finished Pluribus over on Apple TV. This is weird because I started the show and I hated it because I didn't know what it was. It's about all of a sudden this woman, she's on a book tour. She's somewhere, I don't know where she was. All of a sudden all the people start freaking out They're all like having some sort of seizure, and what's happening is the aliens are taking over their bodies, and so some survived the taking over, some didn't survive. She is one of 13 people who they could not flip, and
Wow.
so they're trying to figure out how to make that happen, but at the same time, they are. She's trying to figure out what's going on. She wants to talk to these other. They're very kind and very nice to her. We're going to take over your body, but we'll make you comfortable until we figure out how we can do that. And so she's all pissed off, and then the other people she meets are like, "Eh, why not? Who cares? World sucks. This way is better anyway." And so it becomes kind of a, well, it's very interesting and thought-provoking. And the end of the I watched it through the end of the season. It's only 8 or 10 episodes, and the final episode, I was laughing so hard that and I don't know if I was supposed to, but I was laughing so. Yeah, did you see the Emma Stone movie that's out right now that she's nominated for, where she gets kidnapped by two guys who think she's an alien?
Oh, I heard about it, but no, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it has a lot of to that, how we look at what an alien is, and is it good, it's bad, who are they, what are they doing here, are they real, anyway, it's I ended up liking the series, which is basically where I was going with that. I
Did you
was
see the
surprised because
ads?
I thought I was going to hate it.
Yeah. Did you see the ads for, I'm sure you did, for the new Spielberg, I think it was, movie? That looked kind of interesting.
Well, they've been out for a bit, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There were a lot of very interesting ads. Anyway.
Yeah, I did like the ad they had for the Epstein files.
Yes. Yeah.
I would love if somebody would have been filming Trump's reaction when that commercial came on.
He's probably asleep.
Oh no, it was still early enough in the day. And there were I think there were young girls walking around, half naked, so that usually keeps them up.
Probably, man.
Ew. Okay, so we're watching. I told you we're watching Evil again because Sean never watched it the first time around, and I'm finding it really interesting because when you watch a show week to week to week to week, especially one with storylines that are important, arcs and stuff, it really changes the way I'm seeing the show this time. It seems so different than the first time I watched it, so. I'm still enjoying it. We just started the fourth and final season, so Traitors has been fun. I'll tell you, Alan Cumming's just is hilarious. He's just hilarious in the way he handles the show and he handles these pseudo celebrities. It's really quite fun.
I mean, the commercials are fun.
Beast Games, you'll be talking about the new episode, so I'll
I'm
wait.
not sure I've caught up on the very, very latest one.
The latest one was they're down to the final 10, and they've got the box out there with $1 million, and then each person can take whatever they want in order.
Okay, I haven't seen that one yet.
It's got a really great ending.
Okay.
Okay, so Boyfriend over on Netflix, it's just gotten to the point where I just don't care. At least they're less closeted than they were the first time around, but now it's just they're going, I really like you. I really like you too. Let's hold each other. It's like, okay, I'm yeah, this is This is, I don't know. It's and then they go to those five people who are going, oh, they hugged, oh, so good. I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling. Okay, but I'm not watching it anymore. That's how I am feeling.
Okay.
I actually stopped watching that. I stopped watching. Why is this all moving like this? I stopped watching The Secret, Million Dollar Secret. Stopped watching that on Netflix. Stopped watching Star Search over on Netflix. That was really hard to get through.
I didn't know it was gone.
Yeah, they started Star Search again.
Huh.
So, and I don't know, I just don't know how I feel about it, but I'm not I'm gonna I we decided we'll watch the last episode. You know, see who the
Yeah.
winners are, because filtering through people, and then it's so much filler, so much
Yeah.
filler. So, and then the beauty, Sean wants nothing else to do with it over on Netflix, not Netflix, Hulu. And so I'll maybe watch those when he's at work or at the gym. You know, when I need
Okay.
something to watch, I'll throw that on. But I'm not in love with it.
Okay.
Bah, 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 there it is. Okay. Queer Eye. Are you kind of, well, you watched it all, haven't you?
No, I've seen f the first four episodes.
Is that, did you see the one with the captain or the boat?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess,
Yeah. That episode just, okay.
well, I think it's because it's a fucking boat, you know, and
Right. Well, and he didn't look much different,
How about
and
that daughter? They love her. I hate her. The she was just so, you
oh,
know,
yeah, just over the top, but
just ah. And then I am getting tired of these guys thinking that, okay, don't want to be mean,
oh, really?
but I mean, they've been around 10 years. Okay,
Yeah,
they've touched 100 people now,
I bet they
technically,
have.
through that. But you know what? You're not fucking God, okay? So stop talking about how, you know, oh my God, the what we have done for these people and the people that we have affected. It's like, it's a fucking TV show. Calm down, you know?
It is a fucking TV show. That's why they're saying that
I
shit.
know, I know. It's just, come
But
on.
yeah, some of them I agree with you. Some of them I think they really
Well, I
did
know, you
genuinely.
know,
But
it's
some of
nice
them
that.
it's like, okay, they went along with the show so they could get what they could get and moved on. That's just how it is.
My favorite episode
Yeah.
was when they helped Coach Steve. Oh, it was on Big Mouth. They actually did the
Oh,
voices.
okay. I was
They
like,
did the
wait a
voices. They
minute.
went on there. It was
Yeah.
hilarious. And my favorite part was Bobby. Bobby goes, oh yeah. You give him a haircut, you buy him a shirt. I changed his fucking house. While you guys are all doing nothing, I'm building a home. Okay,
Right.
whatever.
Yeah.
But it was nice seeing him actually. It sounded like there's a little bit of truth there. So anyway, doesn't matter.
I do have to say I really like that they went away from just being for the straight guy. That was an interesting concept back then, but now I like that
Sure.
they help everybody in their own,
Well, and I still go back to how in the hell did they ever get that female fire captain or female firefighter? How did she ever make the list when she's aggravated? She didn't want to be there. You know, I guarantee you the producers go, okay, if you're gonna if you don't shape up, we'll let you tell your daughters why they're not getting free shit. Okay? Because
Oh,
we'll back out of here real quick. We
I
got
don't think it was that
alternative
bad,
people.
but I do think that somebody really had to have a talk with her and get her to open the fuck up, because she was not having
No, she
anything to do
wasn't.
with any of it. She was miserable.
On the Knights of the Seven Kingdoms, we just found out that the main character, he's got a little squire that's been running around. Who wants to be his squire, and he does, it's like, I don't need a squire, I'll be your squire, you know. And then and he's really funny, even though he's got a really irritating child voice. But then we found out this week that he's really a Targaryen.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they were going to kill the knight, and he goes, you will not touch him. I am so-and-so Targaryen. And they're like, whoa, what the fuck? And that was like, oh, okay, that's a fun little twist. Oh, that I spoiled for everybody. Anyway, okay, on Bridgerton, are you enjoying it?
Not yet, not there yet.
Oh, okay. They actually have an episode on Big Mouth where they're doing the this is the they're doing the third season where they're trying to find out who's writing the thing. Of course, in Big Mouth they refer to her as let me get this right. It's Lady Pussy Squeak. And
Okay.
so when she's trying to when she's sneaking up on people listening to their stuff, you'll hear a little pussy fart, and it's
Gosh.
hilarious. And everyone goes, "I wonder who it is." And they're all going, "It's Lola. Lola's Miss Pussy Squeak." And they're going, "I don't know. I don't know that it's her. Everyone knows it's her." But
Wow.
it was a very funny episode. But they're doing it's Cinderella this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the theme of the show is, well, your romance this time is a Cinderella romance.
Okay.
And it's so far I'm kind of liking it.
Is it with the sister?
No, this is with a it's with the brother, the gay brother.
Yeah.
And they're trying to hook him up with this lovely girl, and he kind of li I mean he likes her because she's different from all the other things. So it yeah, it's it'll be interesting to see what happens. Let's see. Moulin Rouge is closing on Broadway
Ooh.
after, God, quite a while, like 7 years now. And it's terrible because Bob the Drag Queen just started last week as the MC, I never can remember the name of the character, but he had just started. So he'll be doing that for 8 weeks, and then they'll bring in somebody else that will finish the run, which will be in May, which is going to be interesting because we're losing Moulin Rouge in May. We're losing Helen in maybe Happy Endings this month, Darren in May. We just lost Megan Hilty in Death Becomes Her. They just literally changed out everyone except for Cherry Valance in The Outsiders. She's
Yeah.
still there, but they got rid of they changed out all those actors. It's interesting because we're coming into the spring, which is always winter. Spring is always a little bit hard. The better the weather, the better the attendance. So we'll see. It's been weird. And this is interesting. Is this Cake Valentine's episode? Just came up. It's one episode.
Oh, okay. Well, that's easy.
So yeah, it's in and out real quick. They have couples competing on the show, but it was fun. But yeah, it's not so bad when it's one in, one out. I'm thinking they could do this for like Valentine's Day. I mean, if they could do Valentine's Day, they could do St. Patrick's Day. They can do. What I really am hoping for is that they do a 420 is a cake. That would be good. Yeah, they could keep running these if they just do one or two episodes instead of a full. Actually, even when they do a full one, it's only like five or six episodes. But it's fun. Let's see. This is interesting. Also, Betsy Wolf just took over for Megan Hilty in Death Becomes Her. And I was doing some research and I realized that Betsy played Anne Hathaway in the Broadway version of Anne Juliet that we saw 2 years ago. So it's kind of like, oh, okay. I like when I'm seeing people I know because I'm looking at these wonderful shows that they have. They do like, oh, we're doing a mixed cast where the male parts are played by men or females and back and forth. And so but they do a special, it's a fundraiser. And they've got all these great cast members and I don't know many of them. I don't recognize their names.
Yeah.
Because New York has kind of their thing and then we've grown up on the West Coast with Hollywood. So
Right.
anyway, that was kind of fun. This is also interesting. Barry Manilow had last week was number 14 on the Adult Contemporary chart.
What?
And this week, Karen Carpenter's in the top 10 of the album charts,
Huh.
because they finally have brought out her album. She made an album in 1979, and a solo album, and Richard hated it because it wasn't the Carpenters,
Right.
which it wasn't supposed to be. And he said it was going to ruin her career. They shelved it. They didn't release it until, I believe, it was the mid 90s, when they finally released it on CD. But it's never been released before in digital, so it just became available on digital, and it's in the top 10 of
Wow.
digital albums, which is crazy because she made the album 47 years ago.
Yeah.
That's and she's been dead 43 years. So yeah, anyway, I thought that was kind of an interesting little tidbit there, and that's other than the Super Bowl was fun. I'm sorry you didn't want to party. So
Didn't.
no, when I asked, you said no.
I did
Yeah.
remember that. I don't remember anyone asking me anything.
Oh, girl.
Oh.
Negative Nancy, that's what you were.
Negative Nancy, that's me.
Yeah, I asked you a couple weeks ago because I thought
Oh.
we missed the Christmas. Oh wait, just a minute.
Yeah.
We missed the Christmas party. Or any holiday party. We didn't do any birthdays last year, so all we had were
That's
pool
true.
days.
Yeah, I know. I was actually wondering if you were going to do one, and I didn't think that I heard anything,
Nope.
so I didn't say anything.
Don't even think about it. Is he up there?
Yeah.
Yell at him.
Okay. Photos of the blind. Sean's husband walks out the door, yelling crazy stuff at
Oh,
something.
it's at that fucking squirrel.
Oh, Sean went nuts at a squirrel. So, anyway. All right. Well, still, it was very fun. It was a very fun Super Bowl. I kind of only watched about 10 minutes after halftime.
Wait, you
How
watched it
many?
all the way up to halftime?
No, yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, and Green Day. And by the way, we're all talking about Bad Bunny, but Green Day was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, the whole, and I am so glad that they did American Idiot. So fucking glad. And I know, and they censored him right on the fuck. But you know what? I'm glad he did it.
Well, Brandi Carlile was really good.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Having
Yeah.
a wonderful top lesbian singer, she was phenomenal. Okay, I loved how they basically said, you know what? You want to be a fucker about this? We're gonna make all this diversity everywhere, like
It
just
was
everybody was
very
diverse.
woke Super Bowl.
And I was there for it was like the woke overtook the big bad football game and made it phenomenal. Not to mention, I do love the new rules that make it so that you're not watching a fucking 5 or 6 hour game.
It still went too long.
I don't know, because like I said, 10 minutes after halftime show, I was like, all right, I'm done, bedtime, and took a nap. So,
Bedtime. Wait, that was at 5 o'clock.
well, yeah, actually I didn't take a nap. I actually just transitioned to bed to watch some movies. And since we're, I think, starting my week, that's kind of what I've been doing. I've been getting kind of wiped out, and tired of dealing with people and drama and negativity and stuff. And so I've actually been kind of tuning out about 5 or 6 at night. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to take a nap, and then I'm going to lay in bed and kind of watch some movies or something like that. So anyway, so what did I watch this week? I didn't do enough to really talk about anything. I fought with some pharmacies and said, why? And then they finally said, oh, it was our error completely. So there was that. And so I watched Fallout, the season finale, because there's only 8 episodes, so they're all out, so you can finish
Okay.
it if you want to now.
Yeah.
There were some really good things and some like what the fuck things, and then honestly at the end of it they string it along with just this bullshit that you're just like, I do not really give a shit about this, and I'm starting to lose interest. And then all of a sudden you get to the last episode and a few things happen that you're like, oh my god, you're leaving me on that, I need to know more. And you're not going to know more for like a year, year and a half. And by the time they get to it, you're going to forget why you cared anyway. So, anyway, I don't know. It's good filler if you don't have anything else to watch. I also watched the final episode, or the f probably going to be the final episode, the season finale episode, I think, of The House of Asher, which is the Spartacus. Spinoff on Stars, and again, you know what? All the side characters are super interesting, and the main characters you could give an F about, but there was some major shit that went down on this episode, and it was like, oh wow, okay, now I want to know more. Oh, that's probably the last episode of the season. Yay. I don't mind cliffhangers, but when you string me along with half-assed boring episodes and then you have one episode that makes me go, what? I want to know more. And it's the last one. Fuck you. It's just not good. Next Gen Baking Championship, they kicked off a couple of sisters. Eh, it's a kid's
Okay, this is an old
baking.
show. This is an old
No, it's
show.
not. These are new.
When?
These are the new ones. It's Baking Championship Next Generation, and it is a current season, and they do siblings, brother and sister, 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 brother, brother, although all those teams have gone. It's Duff and Cartier, and they drop a new episode every week. But it's like one of those things where it's pleasant enough to watch it. But it's not something that you have to like super concentrate on all the time. So,
Well, that's what all those shows are.
well, yeah, and that's one of the reasons I like watching them at night, because I can play my game on my tablet and get doze off for sleep and not have to focus on it. But it's a good little show. And then I haven't caught up on anything else except I watched, and I don't know why I decided to watch this, but I watched all 5 Hunger Game movies. And so I will say that the first three, because of course, like Harry Potter, the last Harry Potter, the last Hunger Game is like two movies, but it's basically, it was supposed to be one movie, but in two parts.
It's what they were doing everywhere. Everybody
Yeah,
did
and
that.
I get a little annoyed with it, especially since they just strung out some of the story that they didn't need to. Anyway, it's really good. Like, I've watched it several times, the series several times before, and been like, oh, that's okay. I really got a lot out of it this time, and maybe it's because of the current things that we're going through, but there was a lot of depth there that I had not caught when I watched it before. So, I really enjoyed it. The fourth in that series should have been put into the third and stop trying to string stuff out. But the fifth one, which is the prequel, which shows Snow when he was young and how he became such a biatch. Man, that was hard to watch and so way too long. I just, I didn't care enough about it. Especially since you know he's going to turn out to be a monster anyway. And I didn't really watch anything else. So, all right. So, what would you do? A family member shares your personal news before you're ready. Do you confront them directly? Explain your boundaries later? Let them go for the sake of harmony or something else? He's thinking.
Well, I think that I mean it honestly, it really depends on who the family member is sharing it with. Yeah, I don't know.
So they go to the Christmas party and
I
tell
wouldn't
everybody that you're
explain
pregnant.
my boundaries with them. If I was pissed, I would definitely confront them. So if this is personal news that I don't want to share yet, I'm not ready to share yet, and they do, I'm going to beat their ass.
I don't know about beating their ass, but I'd give them an earful for damn sure. Anyway, but no, I don't have any problem if somebody did that to say, excuse me, bitch. So, all right. Love it or hate it, the Super Bowl halftime show. I think we pretty much already talked enough
Well,
about that.
the thing is that the halftime show is usually terrible.
Well, I've seen some really good ones, but yeah, I mean, I
It
wouldn't say terrible, although
it's terrible in the fort.
the one that they did, you remember the one with The Weeknd as the headliner?
Sure.
That one to me was awful. But other than that, I've usually enjoyed most of the halftime shows.
I just find that they're too manic. And I don't think that adding more guests makes it better.
Oh,
Because I
I.
remember back a few years ago we had all these R&B legends and rap legends. They were all up there and it was like, oh, to me I mean, it was fine, but I think to me, I just give me a headliner.
So I guess I can understand that, but for me, I love all the surprises. When like Madonna was doing hers, and then all of a sudden Party Rock was out, and and then oh well, that Minaj thing popped out. But yeah, there and I love it. I love it. Give me more surprises. Pedro Pascal. He was buried in the background, but I still saw him. It was pretty awesome. So, yeah, I love it. I love spectacle.
Now,
All
do you
right.
remember the Carol Channing one?
Well, I don't remember it, but I have seen clips of it. And I thought she was fabulous because it's Carol. So,
Yeah.
yeah. All right. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know when fashion. Oh, that was weird. When fashion pulls from symbols of domestic labor like apron dresses, is that feminist reclamation or just a gimmick?
Well, I don't think it's the whole thing of reclaiming shit drives me crazy, okay? So to me it's like fashion just it's got to find somewhere to go. You know, and it's got to pull at the past 'cause futuristic shit is not what we want, and even futuristic shit is going to be, instead of a apron dress, it's going to be a leather apron dress, or it's going to be orange vinyl. It's always going to change, but you got to have something to base it on. So no, it doesn't. I find it's just fine. Do whatever you want with fashion. Not that many people. Well, unless it really kicks in, not that many people are even touched by fashion.
What? I don't know. I if you watch Devil Wears Prada, it explains so much about, how fashion trends
Okay,
trickle down.
fine.
However,
How are you affected by fashion?
I have to look at it. Look at my beautiful shirts. Yeah.
Yeah, so
That's all trickled down from some Versace thing. I don't know. Anyway, I think it's both. I think that, but saying that feminist reclamation of an apron dress and then using apron as a symbolic of domestic labor when you have top chefs and stuff. So, I mean, you can pick apart anything and argue on both sides, but I think
And
it's
then it
both.
becomes, you know, oh well, that was slave clothing. That's where it's going to go. You know it
Well,
is.
sometimes,
Yeah.
but it's both to me.
Yeah, I think you just have to get over it.
Okay. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you like idle chit chat with the cashier or do you always prefer self-checkout?
I don't mind idle chatter. That doesn't bother me at all. What bothers me is when the people in front of me are having fucking conversations.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you know, because we always like it because we go to Safeway and we always check to see how much we saved because quite literally we only buy say things on sale.
Well, at Safeway, you'd have to. My
Almost
God, the prices.
literally. But you know, so we it's like we were at Safeway, we bought hamburger and we bought
Wow, rich people.
sodas and we bought energy drinks and
Rich people.
cereal, all on sale. And our bill was, I think it was $80, but we saved 130.
Wow.
So that's when the girl goes, the woman behind the counter says, okay, your bill was 82, but you saved 130. What? What?
Wasn't on the
So
hamburger.
we don't mind that kind of small chatter.
Yeah. I don't mind it. I think it also kind of depends on my mood and how I'm doing that day. But usually I go into it with a happy smile and a face because most people treat them like shit. Well, I don't want to say most people, but there are a lot of people that will treat them like shit, and I would rather have them, be like, have a great day and feel good about it.
There's
Long
nothing wrong.
conversations, no. It's how are you? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, look, I've been meaning to try this item that you're buying right now. Oh, yeah, me too. I hope it's great. Like the lemon meringue M&Ms that I tried. Cashier and I had a polite little conversation about that's very interesting. And then we moved on. So, yeah, I don't mind usually. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you have a favorite Bath and Body Works scent? Well, Tom hasn't taken a bath since last century, so probably not.
No, that's not what they're meant for, but
Oh.
okay.
Well, do you?
Yeah, mine was, I think it was sweet pea, but it smelled kind of like jojoba shampoo from the
Oh,
80s,
yeah, I
which I
remember
always
that.
really liked. It was kind of a cherry kind of smell to it,
Okay.
real real sweet. So that was always, I believe that's the one, because I haven't been to Bath and Body in like 20 years, you know, to buy, and because I used to do all my shower gels there, and then I found what is it? Is it Dove? There's something. We've got this one that when you use it, like when I shower, if I use just regular soap, my arms look like I've just I'm a snake and I'm ready to shed my
Drying
skins.
out your
And
skin.
but when I use this one, no, it's oil valet,
Oh, yeah.
and
Oil of old
afterwards,
days.
my skin looks really good and it's well hydrated. So since I found that, I don't use anything else unless I'm at a hotel.
My mom uses oil of Olay. I don't, however, because it usually leaves a slime on my skin and I can't deal with that. But my favorite, see, Bath and Body Works scent. Bath and Body Works were for rich people, so I've
It
been there
really
once. I
wasn't,
walked around
but
the store and went, nope, and left, and haven't been back since. But I'm sure it's wonderful. I hear good things about
rich
it.
people store.
Yes.
It's not a rich person store.
It is a rich person's store. A dollar ain't worth nothing if you ain't got a dollar. All right. I remember American Pie movies.
Of course, I've
Ooh.
sold them.
Really? How many?
Whatever Hollywood Video wanted.
Okay.
We're talking hundreds of thousands
Yeah.
of I've sold of well, actually my biggest sale was to Sam's Club,
Oh.
and I sold them just over 1 million copies of Mrs. Doubtfire,
Wow.
which was it was so funny because I'm trying to remember which this was years later. I mean, oddly enough, years later, because Mrs. Doubtfire was what, late 90s, and so this was somewhere in the 2000s, and we were at a meeting, and they go, and this month we actually sold over 1 million copies of this, and everyone's like, yay! And someone goes, that's the first time we've ever done that. And my boss goes, wait, that's not true. Tom, when did we sell, how many Mrs. Doubtfire did the Gold Team sell to Sam's Club? I go, slightly over 1 million copies. Oh, okay, so that was done 10 years ago, and that was in the middle of a meeting, and it was like, yes,
Yeah.
fuck the, get your facts straight here.
That's right.
Yeah.
He remembered you. That's a good boss. So.
Well, that was for him too.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because, we were, what happened was you had the groups of people who sold to individual stores, and then we had people who sold to larger account, bulk accounts, and then we were the ones that sold stuff to well, I've sold stuff to Price Club, which was before Hollywood Video, Hollywood, or before Price Club was before Costco. I sold to Costco, I sold to Sam's, Hollywood Video, we sold to Blockbusters, and we sold to Family Video. And so I took care of the bulk places and Hollywood Video. Hollywood Video ended up, they dropped three on me and go, okay, you're taking care of these three, because they were local Sacramento stores when they first opened up. And then all of a sudden they go, eh, we like the way you're handling our stores, so we just want you to handle all of our stores. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
And that was all before you got transferred to Disney.
Right.
You worked with the big leagues.
Yeah.
Big Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the American Pie movies, and for some reason, I remember like there being a kerfuffle about them or something negative, but I enjoyed them. I thought
Well,
they were
because they were
fun.
sec they were all sexual. Everything in the show was sexual,
I didn't have
including
a problem with
Including the title.
that. Right? And again, I did not have any problem with that. And I'm sorry, but it is a fundamental part of our culture even now, because who can say whenever somebody says this one time, and a lot of people who follow it up with at band camp, it gave us an iconic part of our culture. So anyway,
Right.
oh, and we can't look at an apple pie the same way, but yeah, thanks, Jason Biggs.
It was a cherry pie.
Whatever it was a pie and it got pied.
Now, have
So
you ever fucked a like
I
a
have not, but
okay.
some of them look mighty tasting. But you know what's even tastier is a nice big bundt cake. But before we get that, let's talk about meatloaf for a second. What's in your lunchbox? Mr. Moose wrote in and said, the hubby likes meatloaf. I don't. But I've tried to,
Really?
yeah, I know. But I've tried to
Okay.
make them for him, but they are were terrible. I thought they were terrible because I don't like meatloaf. But he said, they're pretty bad. I always made it with extra lean beef. That's the mistake. I've been reading about how to make it. Recipes I found say to use 73 to 80% lean, no leaner. I also found a recipe from the Great Depression. Oh my. That reviews said was excellent. So I made it with 80% lean beef. Also has a bread soaked in evaporated milk. Wow. Hubby loved it. Wants it again. It was moist. Still tasted like meatloaf to me, but I ate it. I'll make another, but I'll fix a separate meal for me. That's very interesting. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like meat. I like meatloaf. Actually, I like meatloaf better the next day when I put it on a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A hot
Yep.
meatloaf with a
Oh.
grilled cheese meatloaf sandwich is excellent. But what I did to, because what I didn't like about meatloaf was the ketchup.
Oh yes, I don't I never put ketchup in mine, but okay.
Well, they covered it with ketchup.
Yeah, I know.
So what I did was I changed that to barbecue sauce,
Oh yeah, that's good.
and that gave it a better
Flavor.
flavor. You know, just a yeah, because meatloaf can be pretty bland. That's why it's always nice if you have it with mashed potatoes and some gravy, so you're adding some more flavor in on that. But yeah, I mean, meatloaf can be pretty boring.
Yeah, see, I, of course, not being somebody that shopped at Bath and Body Works, I
You
was
can't
raised
have
to
meat,
put,
so
yeah,
yeah.
I was raised to put to use whatever cheap ass hamburger you could get hold of,
Well, that's what he was saying. The cheaper, the better.
and then add like a cornflakes, that type of thing, or an oatmeal, but mostly usually cornflakes to kind of bread it out a little bit, and then eggs and milk and
You don't just use bread? Oh,
no.
that's rich people food, sorry.
Yeah, well, that's that's the upper crust. You gotta hold on to that. No, cornflakes, you
Oh,
could get
pun.
a
You
huge
made a
box.
pun.
You could get a huge box of cornflakes for cheap, and you could use half the box in meatloaf and still have enough to, for several days
Half
of
the
breakfast. Cause,
box? Holy shit.
well, we had to make a big meatloaf. We had a number of people to feed.
Okay.
So anyway, I used to like meatloaf, but not so much anymore. Especially since it all tastes like Salisbury steak. All right, let's see. Making a chocolate bundt cake for dessert tonight. Has chopped walnuts and chocolate chips in it. Batter made richer with sour cream. Smells more like a brownie than typical cake. Oh, goodness, Moose. That's beautiful. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, I made a upside down cake for Super Bowl,
Yes.
and you know the thing is this stuff is actually pretty easy to make, but yeah, for some reason my mother never made bundt cakes.
That's a sin. I
It's
love bundt cakes.
weird. I mean, she'd make cakes,
Yeah.
but never the bundt cake. I always wanted the bundt cake with the creamy filling in the middle
Yeah.
and then glazed over the top. And it's like I had to wait for like what you'd like potluck to get it, because I wasn't getting it at home.
Wow. Well,
And I
I'm
love all the see, this is when I want ex the extra
Yes.
chocolatey-ishness.
Well,
It doesn't bother me.
yeah, and that chocolate frosting or glaze on top just looks so perfect. And it's funny because you'd said that you made a pineapple upside down cake. And I actually, this week when I went to Winco with Heather, I got stuff to make an upside down pineapple upside down cake too. It just popped in my mind that I wanted to make one. So, yay. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's
Hey,
probably
but
because we were talking about it last week.
could be. Ms. Bacon wrote in and said, since my daughter has taken a liking to chicken and garlic potatoes, I made more chicken for the week. If she doesn't eat her share, I'm going to scream really loud. I don't blame you. Wasting chicken is a sin.
What these are like chicken strips?
Well, it says chicken and garlic potatoes. So I'm
Oh,
having some of
potatoes.
those.
Okay.
So those the two are potatoes, and I think the
Because the
bigger one
potatoes
is.
look
I
fantastic.
know, right? They really do.
I'm really focused on that in the fork.
And I know that she's going to divide this up for like two people for like 7 days, but to me, it's just like one lovely
So
meal.
that's a sitting with a thing of ranch dressing, right?
Oh yes.
You're gonna hear this a lot.
Well, it is that day for it.
Yeah, poop day.
All right. And then we have Tom
No,
submitted
what's the
a lovely
salad?
photo.
What's the
What?
salad?
That those are pancakes and sausage.
No, Kathy has salad.
What? Let me double check.
Well, you posted salad.
Oh, well, that's the chicken cut up. Chicken and garlic, I guess. I don't
Oh,
know.
see, you don't even
I told you what
know.
is in the email. If somebody forgets to write what's in the email, I
Well, all I'll tell you is I want the salad too, with
don't
that ranch dressing.
know. Yeah, maybe different lettuce though.
Oh, God. Oh yeah, that's
Oh,
right.
I'm
You need
sorry. I
poor
like
people. You
something
need poor
different.
people. Poor people lettuce. Iceberg lettuce only. End of story.
I like what I like. So tell us about this beautiful place of food.
Okay, well, it was just I had some sausages in the freezer. They were the I think they're Jimmy Dean's, and they were maple flavored, and I felt like maple flavor, and I
Reason
thought,
why?
well, I just don't want to make that. Maybe, hell, I'll make some pancakes
Oh.
and make them wait, and then I'll use the maple syrup, which is terrible, by the way. It's just you can it's like you can tell it's maple flavored and not maple syrup.
Gotcha.
But it's still fine. And so I just pulled out, I've got a bag of from Costco of pancake mix, and all you do is you take a cup of that and you put a cup of water and you stir it together and you pour it in the pan and you make waffles. So I wear pancakes.
Well, those
And so,
pancakes are
but
beautiful.
I had to make sure I had 2 pats of butter on top. This was
Yes.
just for the photo.
Photo.
As soon as I got done taking the picture, one of those went underneath,
Oh
to melt.
yeah.
And but it was very tasty. It was just what I wanted.
And it's served on this beautiful plate from the 1960s, vintage doodle art.
It's called
I
Blue
love it.
Willow, and it is old. It is old fashioned, I'll give you that much.
Well, it's not knocking it. It's pretty cool. All right, moving on. Thank you so much for that. I submitted two beautiful photos of what I had. First of being a lovely box of Susie Q's, which I am super addicted to.
Why are you licking the box?
I am.
Is that like a pussy
Oh, I
ref?
am looking forward to getting into those Susie Q's and just having, they're so good, but I had to take the picture first. Chocolate cake with creamy filling, mega size snack cake. There's five in a box, and you can get the box for about $4.
Five in a box, huh?
I know, right? That's just weird to me, but
Only because the size, I think that you six would fit better.
So the oh, by the way, get the box. It's a better deal because you can get the box for like $4, but if you buy them individually, they're $2. So,
Oh, I know, girl.
yeah. And then
Oh, by the way, don't take pictures of yourself licking stuff that way. It's
I'll
not
do
very
what I
attract
want.
it's not very
People like what
attractive.
I like to lick. So,
Okay.
and then I had my here's a picture of my halftime feast. We have a lovely Diet Coke, some lemon meringue M&Ms. We have some mayonnaise on boiled eggs, which is deviled eggs deconstructed.
With no flavor and no spice, no
I know
anything.
they were
It's
really good. And then I
disgusting.
have some crackers, cheese, and little ham rounds,
Oh,
which is
please tell
basically
that is from
it's a
that's a
Lunchable.
Lunchable right there.
It's a Lunchable that was
Yeah.
98 cents. It was very affordable. And then, of course, the little candy Butterfinger that's off to the side. And then it is surrounded by some beautiful art from Mr. Mark Atterbury and a
Wait, wait,
little.
what's the black thing?
What black thing?
There's a big black thing on the plate.
I'm not seeing a black thing. You mean the little Butterfinger?
It's a Butterfinger?
Yeah, it's from the Lunchable. They have a little tiny
Oh, okay.
Butterfinger in
It
it.
looks like a chocolate covered marshmallow is what it looked like. See?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a Butterfinger. And then also a little rooster from Puerto Vallarta that a friend brought back for me. So it's very sweet. And yeah, it was absolutely lovely and
Did Plant get
inexpensive.
one?
Get what?
A plate?
Pfft, it wasn't Harry. He was at home
I
having
thought you
dinner with
recorded
his
yesterday.
mother. What?
Didn't you record yesterday?
Yeah. That was far earlier.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Ooh, God, I'm so glad I ate my food and not this.
Oh, well, you know,
I'm
people have
rich.
different tastes. That's
Yeah.
true. Glad
Yeah.
to admit it. All right. Hey, see what's in your lunchbox and our lunchbox and all that other stuff over at
Yeah, you got to go to
facebook.com/chefsdonewild.
Facebook.com and look how he made deconstructed deviled eggs. Hilarious.
Yes, that's what they call
It
it on the baking shows. They're just deconstructed.
it's three hard-boiled eggs cut in half with mayonnaise slathered on the top of them and a
And it was
Lunchable.
good. It reminded me of the old days after we had to use the outhouse. Anyway, also, you can send us an email at chubscumwild@gmail.com and find my other books and projects at justkisstheguy.com. And of course,
If you're watching us on YouTube, go ahead and like and subscribe and say something. Let us know you're watching.
yeah.
You can talk about something. Yeah, mention
Anything.
something.
Yeah. We gave you a lot to talk about. So,
Yeah.
all right. Well, with that, we love you and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.